family moved there to avoid a war. Spent most of his youth living outdoors. Never had a TV or went to a big box store. All his mother really wanted was to raise a good man, unaffected by the mainstream, custodian of the land. Helped his father in the fields, grew medicinal plants. Made all of his clothing from the earth with his hands. And you taught me how to be free, to see all the creatures in this universe as me. How to fight for what is right with peace, until the day all beings are free. When the boy was 12, his father fell ill. Was planted in the earth at the top of the hill. Never had any money, no use for a will. So mother and son went to the city to live. She found work in a cafe while he went to school. Out on the playground, he didn't know the rules. Had no popular toys and wore the wrong shoes. But he just smiled and said, I don't need to be like you. You taught me how to be free, to see all the creatures in this universe as me. How to fight for what is right with peace, until the day all beings are free. His mother, it's time to take a stand. This earth is our body, the trees our breath. If the forest's endangered, I won't rest. So he got some folks together, they climbed up the trees. Said if they kill her, well, they'll have to kill me. Media gathered, the corporates backed down. Now the trees in that forest can still be found. See all the creatures in this universe as me. How to fight for what is right with peace, until the day all beings are free.
You are listening to CFRO Community Radio Station. The upcoming show, Conscious Living Radio, is a program that explores frontiers of consciousness, spirituality, personal growth, emerging paradigms in psychology, health, science, and innovative philosophies that reflect commitment to the advancement of individual, social, and global transformation.
Listening to Conscious Living Radio on Corp Radio Station 100.5 FM.
I'm Tasha Sims.
My name is Andrew Resmer.
And our next two guests are here to talk about the opening of a health clinic called Empower, an integrated health center. It looks really exciting. I can hardly wait to dig into all the things you've got coming up for the month of May, which is Empower Month, right? Let me introduce you first. Dr. Ray Nicole St. Arnaud is a naturopathic doctor who combines the old with the new, applying ancient approaches and philosophies to modern technologies with the ultimate goal of supporting the body's own ability to heal itself and eliminating any obstacles in the way of optimal health. She uses her naturopathic training to help put the power back into your hands as a patient, giving you the tools you need to make good healthcare decisions, treating a wide range range of conditions. She's trained in hormone therapies, pain management, and uses advanced assessment methods and therapies that support your ability to heal yourself from the inside out, not just mask the symptoms. She's dedicated her life to the betterment of her community, and as co-founder of this integrated health practice, Empower Health, she knows that healing the planet means healing people first. We also have Dr. Erica Kubanek, naturopath and Bowen practitioner. And drawing from her personal health journey, Dr. Erica has a profound wish to empower people through a proactive and supportive treatment process. Originally inspired by the diversity and resilience of the natural world, her passion for natural, evidence-based medicine has given her a fundamental understanding of the way the body heals and a commitment to the profession and practice of naturopathic medicine. She's practical, she's wise, she likes to collaborate with people to help them regain control over their health, and is committed to helping her patients be the best they can be. She knows that when people are empowered in their health, they have more energy, drive, and passion for living. And along with her naturopathic training, she has advanced training in Bowen therapy. We'll find out more about that. She also specializes in mood, sleep, and digestive issues, allergies, and heart disease. Okay, great resumes, you two. So tell us about Empower Health. What's different about your healthcare model there?
Hi, thank you for having us here. It's very exciting. So, yeah, so Empower Health Clinic is different in that we are trying to provide what we call real solutions for real people. We're trying to get down to earth. And currently, both the regular Western medical model as well as the integrated health model are still that little step away from being accessible. You know, there's still a little bit of that separation. And we're really trying to bring a community element to our clinic. You know, to really, you know, we're one of you. Like, we're all together. We're all in this together. And to heal this planet, we have to heal our communities. And so that's what really the focus of our clinic is. So while we do offer what you'd call typical, you know, one-on-one private healthcare sessions, we have naturopathic medicine, massage therapy, physiotherapy, breath work, counseling, among many other you know, what we call the integrative or alternative and complementary therapies. You know, we also are offering community programming, free community treatments, you know, sliding scale access to a lot of this stuff, as well as ongoing educational programs and speaker series. And, you know, this is just the beginning, and we really hope is that this model grows and becomes, you know, an example for other healthcare clinics in the city and across the country.
So you're saying that if someone, because it has been a problem for a lot of people I know with alternative medicine, that it's costly.
It is costly, yeah. You know, and I think the interesting thing about what we're trying to do is we're saying we are a business. So we are about conscious capitalism. Like, we are here, we need to make money, we need to put food on our tables. We need to make sure that we are looked after. And so we're trying to come up with a model that allows us to support the business, but at the same time, you know, provide cost structures that also work for people that also have low income as well. So this is an experiment. We don't really know how to do this. And because natural medicine is not covered by government services, we have to be very innovative. And I think one of the mistakes of what I'd call accessible healthcare models is they work on a nonprofit basis. And there's a lot of struggle and stress in that area. I actually come from the nonprofit world. There's a lot of fundraising. You're dependent on, basically, you're still dependent on the global economic capitalist system, you know, for basically whatever trickles down to you through, you know, endowment funds and whatnot. I mean, that's a whole other discussion. And we actually have a speaker talking this month at our, you know, our grand opening month about this topic exactly. What we are trying to do is how can we actually create a sustainable business model that supports the community, and how does the community support us in doing it? Yeah.
So what are your thoughts?
What are our thoughts? Well, yeah. Right now what we're experimenting with is, first of all, we've created a really strong team. So we have a very strong team of healthcare professionals that have come together who are all dedicated to doing this. And we're coming together for regular team meetings, marketing meetings, all kinds of stuff. And we're together coming up with ways that we can actually put some of our efforts. So, you know, you know, we have a certain amount that we charge for our regular visits, and then there's a certain amount that we give back. And one of the ways that we're doing that is we've created what's called Better Now dollars. So our clinic slogan is Better Now. We couldn't agree on how fast should somebody get better from something if they're getting natural treatment. So we're like, no, 3 weeks, no, 6 weeks. No, we just can't promise a timeline. But what we can promise is that you'll get better now, because when you make that commitment to your health, you know, transformation starts immediately. So it's a little bit of a, there's a little bit of a philosophical concept there. But so coming out of that, we created what are called Better Now dollars. And so when you refer patients, like refer somebody, when you do things like book online and save us administrative costs, all kinds of stuff, you know, you can earn what's called Better Now dollars. And either you can take those dollars and use them towards services yourself, or you can donate them straight back to the clinic and support somebody else's ability to receive healthcare. So that's just one way.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's many other ways to do this, but, you know, this is an ongoing process. So
I get that you want to go out of the box. Going the paradigm that exists.
We're jack in the box.
Yeah, out of the box. So how about this? Take us through a process, because honestly, I know people have gone to naturopath after naturopath after naturopath. It's like they are living a life of being on supplements, and it gets tweaked. Maybe there's a bit of hope with the next one that there'll be a different approach, but there really isn't a whole lot of change. And I'm generalizing for sure, because I'm sure you can come up with a whole pile of stories of people who lucked out, got the right diagnosis, treatment, whatever, and everything shifted. But I also really know lots of people where it doesn't. And so they're coping with the process and thinking this is it, this is the best it can be. So I'm curious, if someone walks into your clinic, paint a picture of how it just might be different if they're not getting results.
So the way that we're different goes right down into the way our clinic is designed. We actually have a wonderful designer, Ella Resmer, who has designed the clinic to actually be an experiential process from the moment you walk in the doors. So the idea is, we can only heal when we feel at peace and at ease, or what's in medical terms called parasympathetic. So when your stress system is shut off. And so the way that we can get better results is if we actually take healing right back to where, right back to its root. So the experience that somebody has when they first walk into a clinic, and the experience that they have with the receptionist, and the experience that they have interacting with the doctor. So that, okay, check. You know, experience, right? The second thing is the range of services that we offer. Now, I know a lot of people give lip service to what's called mind-body-spirit medicine. We take that really seriously. If you have an energetic blockage, or if you're not breathing properly, or you're not taking the time out of your day to actually allow those healing processes to happen, you're not going to get anything out of your supplements. So we have amazing breathwork practitioners. We have counselors and physiotherapist Kristen Duncan, amazing physiotherapist. She really focuses on the energetic aspects of a person. So while we all have training in the more medical scientific side of things, we also take into consideration the whole person at a very deep level. So I think that that's where even in naturopathic medicine, we have very strong foundation in what we'd call spirituality, personal growth, all this stuff in our roots, but you do see a trend toward, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. We're trying to prove ourselves by making things more and more and more scientific. And I have nothing against science. I am totally a scientist at heart. But we sometimes forget about the fundamentals, and we forget that actually the number one determinants of health are psychosocial, spiritual, economic, right? It's where you come from. And so I think, getting down, what I'm trying to say, I guess, in sum, is just getting back to basics with health. Yeah.
And that it's not compartmentalized.
It's not.
Right?
And actually getting back to the system that we have is that we do integrate. So we talk about things. We come together as a team and we talk about, what's in the best interest of a patient. You know, we want business, but we have made a commitment that if somebody needs healthcare that we don't offer, we refer them to where they need to go. We don't sit here and try to take your money forever and a day, if you're not getting better with us, you know. And so we want to be resources. We want to really take seriously one of our tenets of naturopathic medicine, which is doctor as teacher. And the word docere, which is the root word from where the word doctor comes from, is to teach. If we want to own that title, we got to take it seriously. And so, again, getting back to the educational component of medicine.
And I think that's the, for me at least, that's the biggest difference, because being in Canada for 22 years, I had, I don't want to say pleasure, but opportunity to work with many typical doctors. And none of them ever invited me to a lecture where he for free is going to educate me about my health and about his role in my health and about, the whole system. How is the system fitting in this whole picture? And clinic like yours, and you are leading the way, I think, in this. You are being alternative in alternative health. By providing more than just a pill, even if it's the best pill on the planet, if I don't know why this I'm supposed to take it, if I don't have the educational background, I don't know how this was derived, it's not going to help me much. So the education component, I think, is the biggest difference between other alternative clinics and yours.
And let's bring Erica into it, too, because I know that you specialize in Bowen therapy. Just tell our listeners a bit what that is and how that applies.
Nothing to do with bow movements.
With which movements?
No, just ignore him. He's doing his devil's
advocate thing. Nothing to do with Bowen Island, either.
Neither. Okay.
No. Tom Bowen was from Australia, and Bowen therapy was developed in the 20th century, and it's a gentle soft tissue therapy that works with the fascia. So if you think about the fascia as sort of a saran wrap that exists just underneath your skin. It covers you from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. It also wraps deeply into your organs. It wraps around your bones. It's got quite a far reach in your body. It also contains muscle cells. It's got nerve tissue in there. It's involved with your hormones. And because of all this, it actually has Bowen therapy, because it targets that fascial tissue. It's got really widespread effects. It affects your nervous system. It affects your hormones. It affects your deep organs. But typically what a treatment looks like is several sets of really gentle hands-on movements, and it's a whole body treatment.
Are you actually moving the fascia?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Because the fascia exists right underneath your skin.
Yeah.
If you press too hard, if you had a movement like treatment like a massage, you're actually pressing through that fascia.
Right.
So the treatment itself is really gentle. I've had people walk out of my door saying, "I don't really know what you did with me," and a couple days later they'll come back and whatever they were presenting with will have really shifted, will have really improved.
How come? How does it work?
That's a great question. Because the fascial tissue is really well researched, but it's basically the new kid on the anatomy block. It's been largely ignored. As in anatomy drawings, if you think of your typical anatomy drawing, I don't know the last time somebody's opened a Grey's Anatomy, but you look at bones and muscles and so on. This fascial tissue is so complex and so so tightly tied into so many other tissues that it's while it's been overlooked, its importance has hasn't really been explored totally. So actually, Ray is an amazing resource on fascial research, and with her background in melt therapy, which also is a fascial treatment.
Go ahead.
How does
inflammation play a part in this? Because it's often in the fascia, my understanding, yes?
That's right. Yeah, inflammation, it really affects the connective tissue and the interstitial, the in-between cell space. And the fascia is part of this. And so inflammation will have, you can almost think of it as a whole bunch of buildup in that in-between cell space, in that fascia, in that connective tissue. And our inflammatory response is really important, because it's good for healing when you've cut your hand, but then also in the long run, that inflammatory response, when it's constantly being aggravated by poor diet, stress, imbalanced hormones, and so on. It almost gets stuck in a state of inflammation. So Bowen's really wonderful for treating inflammation, both chronic and acute, because it helps bring fluids into the tissue through that fascial system and the lymphatics as well. It also helps remove waste. So it's almost like creating a cleaning wave to bring into tissue and to remove.
I remember having one treatment like that, and I was surprised because my pain or condition was in a completely different part of the body that they were using or trying to use Bowen therapy to help with. And I was very skeptical. How can you touch me here if I have pain, opposite side? And I shut up quickly after literally 10 minutes and realized that the pain was gone. It's quite interesting. And so how is your lecture? Are you going to be talking about actually the science behind it, or are you going to be demonstrating and giving people a taste of the treatment?
Well, actually, what I'm offering tomorrow is to give people full treatments. The beauty of Bowen is that there's breaks in between the moves. I don't do a move. It's not like a massage. So people will often leave and kind of wonder what happened because there's these anywhere from 2 minute to 5 minute breaks between each move. And because of that, I can actually treat multiple people at the same time. Mm. So tomorrow's, I think, opportunity for whoever wants to join us is that you get a full Bowen treatment. And that treatment, you'll feel the effects for the next 5 days at least. Not only that, we're offering it a few times, I think.
Yep.
Twice?
Three times
in a month? That's pretty much an ideal set of treatments. I ask people to try it out for one time. They usually feel great afterwards. We give it another shot. And then usually by three treatments, whatever we're targeting has largely gone away.
So, Ray, tell us more about what is coming up. And this month is an amazing month. Some of those speakers, you have to wait for a year if you want to see them. And you manage to bring them all in just 1 month. And it's all free. Is it?
It is, yeah. What we'd like to say is free and by donation. And again, going back to our model of what you can afford. And so if you are feeling super generous, you can always give back and the money will go to be used well. But yeah, we have a ton of keynote speakers this month, starting next week, next Tuesday, actually. We're starting off with, these are guest speakers, actually, by the way. Like, we actually have our in-house speakers as well, educational series. So all of our doctors and therapists will be doing educational talks. But I guess what we're talking about right now are guest speakers. And these are basically experts and professionals in the field that we've brought in to talk about various issues about community health. So integrated health in the community. It's very exciting. I'm very excited about it.
Can you give us a little bit names and topics?
Yeah. So we've got first next Tuesday, 7 p.m. So generally speaking, all of the speakers are happening Tuesday through Thursday at 7 p.m. We have one weekend workshop. Next Tuesday's is Thomas Kefferputz. He's talking about the power of meditation. And the day after that, we have Dr. Alexina Mehta. She's the founder of Celebrating the Goddess. She's also a naturopathic doctor, and she's going to be talking about tips to empower patients, or tips for patients to empower themselves to basically take charge of their health. Then we have on Thursday, next Thursday at 7 p.m., we have Dr. Michael McGonigal. He is the Eco-Research Chair of Environmental Law and Policy at the University of Victoria, and he's going to talk about the broader movement of health and alternative health and just what that means from a more political economy perspective and how that relates to the creation or the creation of a healthy planet. So contextualizing medicine and health in a broader social movement. Then we have Dwayne and Catherine O'Kane. They're the founders of Clear Mind International. It's a counseling program that teaches transpersonal counseling. They're doing a talk on turning obstacles into opportunities. And so this is actually a 2.5-hour workshop. So don't miss that one. It's going to be fabulous. Then we have have Cindy McLean. She is actually Empower Health's marketing guru. And she's going to be talking, directing her talk, particularly to healthcare professionals, like how healthcare professionals can actually bring their unique brand of genius into the world. And that's what we've done with Empower Health. And it's basically distilling what our essence was, like coming from our hearts and making a business out of it. Then we have Dr. Gabor Mate, who many of you already know. He's talking on the 14th. We expect this talk to fill up pretty quickly, so we're actually going to webinar this talk as well and or film it, but definitely film it so that it's available afterwards for people to watch.
What's his focus?
He's integrated health in the community. Yeah, so basically he, you know, he really wants to support, you know, businesses like ours who are trying to make a difference in the community, because that's really been his focus over the last, you know, decade, two decades, right? He's working with underprivileged people a lot of the time. So we're very, very pleased and grateful to have him speaking for us. And then we have a longtime mentor of mine, Dr. Braven Rain. He's a naturopathic doctor and is one of the founding, I would say, elders of our community. And he actually is one of the people that helped keep our profession alive. And he's going to be talking about all kinds of old-fashioned tips and tricks to stay healthy and nothing that involves supplements. Do not miss him. He is an absolutely amazing person, and he's a gift to our profession. So we're really excited to have him. And then we have the fabulous Jillian Maxwell. She is a speaker, a coach. She's also a drug policy expert. She's been working with underprivileged people in the downtown East Side. And she's going to be talking about basically the creating of the new paradigm. And that's really what our clinic is focused on. It's really about a new paradigm, and she's going to be talking about that. And then on our last week, we have Vicky Harvey from Scotiabank. Scotiabank has been a wonderful support to naturopathic doctors, actually made it possible for us to open our doors. And she's going to be talking about community financial health, so it'll be a good lecture as well. And last but not least, Dr. Devin Christie. She is a medical doctor, a family physician here in Vancouver. And she is really unique, Devin. She has taken it upon herself to change regular medicine. Like, she's in the regular medical field, and she is really actually focusing on preventative health care, integrated health care, and really working with other professionals to help people in the same way that naturopathic medicine is trying to help people and trying to bridge those gaps. And so, she's going to be a really wonderful person to come see talk, because she's going to talk about her own experience as a medical professional, in this world. And I mean, we could go on. There's so many other events happening, but you know, it's all online.
Right. So. Yeah, tell them where to go to get the calendar, because this is a ton of material.
Yeah. And the highlight here, obviously the speakers, but it's the free treatment. So almost every day that we're open, we have something for free for you to try out, therapies to try out, and then we also have various educational talks and programs that we're doing, whether it's allergies, sleep, stress, addiction. You name it, there's a topic that I'm sure you will find interesting, and we are bound to be adding many, many more things throughout the month as we go. So this is just the start. We're also partnering up with a local organization, Room to Read. We're going to be showing a documentary called Girl Rising on the 24th, which is a Saturday as well.
And so if you wanted a treatment, you do have to sign up for it. You don't just drop down to the center and...
You sign up, yeah. And the reason for that is may not be that busy, but it may be busy, and so we want to make sure that you're not coming down and wasting your time, right? So come, if it does look like we have something really filling up, we might stagger it a bit so that people aren't all arriving at the same time, like say for acupuncture or Bowen or whatnot. But so far, so good. But yeah, go online, definitely sign up, and definitely sign up for the talks, because they will fill up fast.
And the webpage is empowerhealth.ca. And could you also tell us a little bit, samples of the treatments that patients can receive for free as a test?
Sure. Well, we talked about the Bowen therapy already. We also have acupuncture throughout the month. We have spine and body health, so that'll start with an assessment of the spine and then also into peripheral joints, so the joints other than the spine. We have some chair massage as well, a couple of days. We have bioenergy healing. That's from our in-house physiotherapist, Kristen Duncan.
So how does that work, bioenergy?
Do you want to speak to the bioenergy?
The bioenergy healing?
Mm-hmm.
So it's called Domantic Bioenergy Healing. Kristen is actually one of the only practitioners in Canada practicing this form of bioenergy. It started in Croatia, and it's a hands-off treatment, but it can treat any, like, a wide range of conditions. And actually, how Kristen likes to put it is that it's one of the perfect complementary therapies, right? So if you're doing other physical therapies and there is an energetic blockage, whatever that might be, you can clear that and allow the physical treatments to actually work better. And so she's going to actually be doing that, offering that for free as well, a taste of that. Yeah.
And that's one-on-one?
This is actually going to be a group. This is going to be a group session. You can do one-on-one with her as well, but she does groups.
And you have something called Intro to Melt. That probably involves ice cream, right?
You will melt like ice cream if you come to that class, yes. That's what I teach. That's a movement therapy. It's designed to basically eliminate chronic pain and reduce the signs of aging in the body. So all those rickety joints and stiff joints that you might have will melt into proper movement after you melt. But actually,
what do you wear to melt?
Melt at comfortable clothing. Nothing. You don't need
therapy.
To wear. You don't need to wear athletic clothing or like tank tops. It's not an exercise, but just comfortable clothing. Yeah, just not like avoid belts and rings and you know things like that. But yeah, and one last thing I would also mention is we also are doing a few days of labs and diagnostics and physical exams. So if you want to get your heart checked or your lungs checked or your eyes checked or your ears checked or your blood sugar checked, or you want to know what your blood type is, or you want to know if you're acid or basic, basically your pH, mineral deficiencies we can check for. So these are all tests that we call in-house lab tests that we can actually do right on the spot in the clinic for you as well. So
wow, we have literally 2 minutes left. So 1 minute for each of you. What else do you think our listeners should know about your work? What do you think your listeners should still know about your work? And you have 1 minute.
Well, I would say come and find out what we're all about. www.empowerhealth.ca. You can find all of our therapists and our treatments there, and the calendar, most importantly, the calendar, where you'll find all of the events. We're looking. Oh, the last thing is tomorrow night, 4 to 8, we're having our opening reception. I almost forgot about that. So opening reception, we'll have wine, fruit, you know, snacks. Drop in, say hi, and meet us. Get your passport, our Empower Health passport, so you can check off all the things that you've done throughout the month.
Awesome. Yeah. And Erica, you want to give it a shot? What's really important for our listeners to know?
I'm so excited to be offering Bowen for free because people feel so amazing after treatments, and being able to treat 20 people off of the street, compliments of Empower Health, it's pretty thrilling to me.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Conscious Living Radio 100.5 FM. I'm Tasha Sims.
I'm Andrew Resman.
Have a great night.
Listening to Conscious Living Radio. For free show downloads, additional information about our guests and topics, or details about upcoming programs, check us out at consciouslivingradio.org.
All to rise up, make the changes in this world, answering the call to protect this beautiful planet and the dignity of all. We regained our self-governing, we choose to live in harmony. together, thriving and free. The face of the world has really changed, liberated from fear and shame. We have reclaimed our God-given right to clean water, clean air, food and life. The light shone. The crops and care for the land, respect the animals and the trees and all our human family. We are connected like the grass's roots, friends with our neighbors, we speak the truth, barter and share locally with currency that's usury free. We cherish the earth, have abolished all toxins, our oceans are clean, and the whales and salmon rock.